You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is a critically acclaimed musician whose new album, The Man from Waco Redux, will be out on May 26th. Please welcome Charlie Crockett. Charlie Crockett. Welcome to the show. I've been a big fan for quite some time. You look great, by the way. I feel like I dressed down. You got a cool-ass hat. Does it... Being a cool musician, is it ever exhausting to have to always look impressive? Do you ever want to just Adam Sandler it and just go cargo shorts?
Well, my girl probably wishes I did that more often, you know.
Yeah. yeah. You know. You have an amazing story. I feel like your life is 11 country songs fit into one life, right? And part of that story includes New York City. I know you came from Texas, spent some time in New Orleans, but some time busking in New York City subways. Is that correct?
You got it.
I apologize if I ever ignored you. my bad. If I could go back in time, I'd fix that. But tell me, with that, going from that experience to what you do now on the road, interacting with audiences, what do you learn in a New York City subway?
Well, I looked a little different back then, so I don't think you would have recognized me as the same man.
You know,
I was definitely younger. And actually, the first time I ever played in this city was about 15 years back in Central Park. I had hitchhiked up here, and I knew a guy from South Florida who, these Brazilian guys actually that I grew up with a little bit in Texas, and one of them had moved to Florida, and he had a buddy that was like up here working somewhere. He lived in Spanish Harlem, and I hitchhiked into town, and they offered me a place, him and his lady, they offered me a place on their couch, and they gave me like a week, and so I just started wandering down around Manhattan and found myself in Central Park there. And I'll spare you all the drama and trials and tribulations of those 15 years, but...
Oh, good. That's not good for TV anyway. Yeah.
And so, but back in September, the first bridge I ever played underneath in Central Park, I played about 100 yards from it just back this last September, opening up for Willie Nelson, so that felt pretty good.
That's pretty darn good. I feel like there's a motif in a lot of your work about journey, and I think a lot of your songs are about getting from point A to point B. I think your life seems to have been sort of a journey around different parts in America. It's hard to even categorize some of your music. Would you call it folk, Americana, country?
Well, you know, I definitely learned how to stand behind my guitar and playing on street corners, working farm parties.
Farm parties?
Yeah,
like I don't even know what those are.
Yeah,
yes, I'm not even, do I?
Yeah, it's a hoedown.
It's a hoedown at a farm.
Yeah.
I guess I could have put it together. There's context clues there.
Yeah. Well, I ended up doing a lot of physical labor, like in rural areas, especially in the Pacific Northwest. It's kind of where I learned to hitchhike. It was easier to get picked up on the highway. People are more likely, I guess, to make bad decisions and pick up hitchhikers out there. And the people that embraced me, to be really honest with you, it was back when, you know, ganja was still completely illegal. Mm-hmm. And I found my way onto those kind of farms. Mm-hmm. you know, that's what they meant by Big Rock, Candy Mountain,
Is that what that was about?
That's what they were talking about.
Oh, you're destroying all my country illusions. Next thing you're going to tell me, Willie Nelson is a pot smoker.
don't listen to Waylon Jennings.
Then. Okay, I won't get into Waylon then. A lot of your music, it almost feels like you're writing songs up against the clock. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you know, people ask me what my songs are about, and I usually tell them the same thing, you know. 2 or 3 minutes.
But then you don't fill them in whatsoever. Yeah. God damn it. With these people who don't know how to make art, they just comment on, I really need you filling those holes. On this album, you reference a songwriting credit with another man who came to New York, slept on some couches, found his way in the folk scene back in the 60s, Robert Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. How does Bob Dylan find his way on your album?
Well, you know, I called Bob up and told him I wanted to finish his song, and I've never met him before.
I was gonna say. That guy, not known for taking many phone calls.
No. He definitely ain't picking up the phone to me. But actually, what had happened was, is I was listening to these tapes of his. They're called the Pecos Blues tapes, and it was from, he scored an old Sam Peckinpah movie back in the early 70s called Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. And he said it was, I think it's the only movie ever kind of scored start to finish. And actually you can listen to those audio tapes there. It's like a half of it was done in Durango, Mexico, and the rest maybe in LA. And you can hear, like, after he's done with one of the songs, he's like, this is the last movie I ever work on, you know, or whatever. And anyways, I was listening to those, and I heard this song that was about Billy the Kid's life, you know. And there's a highway in between Austin and northern New Mexico that I've hitchhiked down, walked down, driven my truck down, been on my bus, you know, driving up and down for many years, where they supposedly Billy the Kid is buried, you know. And I think he was dead by the time he was 21 or 22, you know, and America's always been really fascinated with him. And I'd heard that Bob, you know, was fascinated by him. And the story was just really speaking to me, you know. It's like, and I'd come up with a verse to add to the song, which it's ridiculous to think you can add anything to Dylan's music, but this was a song that he didn't finish. It was like a verse and a half, and he never finished it. And even on the record, they're like, what's this song gonna be called, Bob? And he's like, oh, this one's Tom Turkey number two, you know? And a strange title, but like Tom Turkey's kind of like a straw man or like a marked man, mm-hmm. I think in the old West is kind of what that would be. And I just came up with this line because I was thinking about it. It was, people around here like to talk about you, and I hope you like the legend you become. I heard it said in Truth or Consequences, you couldn't be a day past 21. And I liked that line, and I think Bob liked it too, because it's like you get enough into the public eye, you know, and you can start feeling like Billy the Kid, you know, even if you ain't ever, you know, held a gun in your life, mm-hmm. you know?
And I feel a lot like Billy the Kid all the time, you know? I was afraid I would die early like Billy the Kid. He was a smoker, right? Is that what got him in the end? my history is
spotty. Smoking guns.
It's been really nice. The song you're going to perform for us today, it feels like it's somewhat of a, I know, I won't ask you to have to go into it because you're not going to give me a straight answer, so I appreciate that. But a little bit of a, it looks at fame. And I do think, in like I said before, I know some of your music is about journeys, getting to different places. And you've bust. I know you've got record contracts. You've left record contracts. You've found your own way. How much of it for you is it about getting to some final place? Is there a success for you that will let you, forgive me, to hit your horse and say, giddy up, we're in for, forgive me, I'm not, you know what, I'm going to backtrack that.
He's from Michigan, you
I'm
know.
From Michigan. Is success a landing spot, or is it a journey for you?
I've been doing this rambling piece that they've been working on in a Texas magazine for months. And actually, when we were up here in New York with Willie not too far back, this journalist was up here with me, and they'd interviewed everybody I ever dealt with in the business for the most part. And, you know, my first record deal, I was discovered on the R Train here in Manhattan. By the big part of the machine, you know? And so on a way, I...
Not the subway you're talking about. Huh? The music machine?
Yeah, the music machine.
Okay, good.
You know the machine I'm talking about.
I know, okay, the machine, yes.
And the big dogs. Mm-hmm. And so in a way, I guess I did beat the game, uh-huh. but, you know, the deal that I dreamt of, like you've heard many times before, it never is what you want it to be. And so anyway, they're doing this big piece on me now, and people know I've been doing it a long time. I've got, you know, 13, 14 records. You know, I've made a habit of telling record executives to, you know, kiss my behind. Actually, last time I met up with one here in New York City, he asked me if I'd ever been here before. You know, I'm 39 years old. I've been here hundreds of times, played on the street here for 5 years, you know, but I felt like he didn't, you know, I think he knew I'd been here, you know, he's just messing with me. But this journalist was saying that that a couple of my old managers, they said, you know, they say, Charlie, man, they all said that you had a plan. They knew where you were going. You know, you knew you were going. You had this grand scheme. But I never did. You know, the reason that I started playing in public and on street corners in the first place was this was a career of last resort. Hard luck and circumstances put me on street corners. I wouldn't be in this business if I'd had an easy way. And so there was no grand scheme to beat the game. The only thing I ever wanted to do was keep playing, you know, I'm not a cowboy, I'm a cowboy singer, and I just want to keep singing my cowboy songs, and they might sound a little different than some of the old boys.
And you're here with us tonight. The Man from Waco Redux will be out on May 26th.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
Welcome to CP Time, the only show that's for the culture. Today, we will be discussing country music and black folks, which to a lot of people sounds like cheddar cheese on top of sesame chicken. They don't go together well. And if you demand it at a Panda Express, you will be banned for life. Anyway, recently, a lot of people have been mesmerized by Lil Nas X. He hit the top of the charts with his country song, Old Town Road. There's been a big debate on whether or not this song was rap or country. But if you ask me, it's country. The song mentions a tractor. And tractors are only in the country. In fact, the only time a rapper talks about John Deere is if he shot somebody named John Deere. And even in that instance, you would call him Jay Deezy. I believe the reason that many people are adverse to calling this song country is because they don't think black people can make that type of music. But if you look at the history books, there's been a long history of blacks in the genre. From the very beginning, when Leslie Riddle was discovered in Tennessee in the 1920s, to DeFord Bailey, the first country musician, black or white, to play the Grand Ole Opry. And of course, there's my great aunt, Roya Wood Jr., who made the smash hit Don't Mind the Mustache, featuring Jimmy Lightfoot. But nobody did country music bigger than the legendary Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride put up 29 number one singles on the country music charts between 1966 and 1989. And if you're wondering how a black man could be a country music star in the 1960s, it's because talent overcomes racism. And also because most radio listeners didn't realize he was a black man. Charlie Pride must have been putting on that white voice. Black people keep that voice in their back pocket. I use my white voice when debt collectors call me on the telephone because they give white people extra time. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know my bill was due. Oh, my goodness. And it's not just black men. The Pointer Sisters broke through in country music long before anyone knew them for their R&B hits. Their most memorable of achievements was at the 1975 Grammys, where they won Best Country and Western Vocal Performance. Still to this day, the only country Grammy won by black women. Now, some say Beyoncé should have won that award for that song, Daddy's Lessons. But let's be honest. It seems that the Country Academy was not ready for that jelly. So thank you, Lil Nas X. You are a reminder that black people are not limited by how they are perceived. And in fact, you've inspired me to enter the world of country music as well. Hootie Blowfish can't be the only person out here. Darius Rucker in it. Cowboy Troy. I got a little something that I'd like to play for you all and strum a little note here. Lord. Guitars are racist. But that's all the time we have for today. I'm Roy Wood Jr. This has been CP Time. And remember, we're for the culture. Anybody know how to fix this damn thing? I gotta get up the saxophone.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.